Chapter 20. Color and texture poured into the wireframe model like liquid into a glass container. Harper watched the detail etch into place, watched the figures fill out and gain features. Figures standing motionless, waiting for orders.
"This facility is complete," he said quietly. "The code is running. The rest of the world can follow soon enough."
"It's a start.
From here, my control ripples out as the code is completed."
He paused, realizing that no one was listening. Klein stood behind him, staring emptily into space. Harper laughed and clapped his hand together.
"I think perhaps I can trust a few of you with your own free will," he decided, working the mouse and keyboard.
Klein blinked and took a step backwards.
What happened?
Around him, his guards were also looking bewildered and confused. Only Matt's parents still stood motionless and blank-faced, staring unseeing into the distance. Harper watched them, smiling with satisfaction. Then the smile froze on his face.
"Where is Venture?" he said.
Matt was underwater. His vision was misty and blurred, and the voice he could hear was echoing, faint, distorted. He tried to turn his head, but he couldn't. Tried to move his eyes, but he couldn't. The man moved, and now Matt could see him. The dark hair and the blue eyes. Julius Venture speaking urgently to Matt and Robin. He struggled to work out what the man was saying.
"You must concentrate."
Venture's words were faint, but Matt could hear them now. "Harper is trying to control your mind using the model. So far, he's only beginning to scratch the surface of what it can do. The effects are localized, and he doesn't yet understand it. It even affected his own guards for a while. It's difficult, I know, I can feel it too, reaching into my being, my soul."
Venture was walking round them, talking to each of them in turn, but his words were meant for them both, Matt and Robin. Matt could see that Robin was moving, turning her head just a fraction. If she could do it, then so could he.
"You can resist it," Venture said again. "The model is powerful, but it isn't complete. It can't be, can it, Matt? He's modeling the real world on a computer, and we know that can't work, can't be perfect, can never be exact, don't we? There will be flaws, imperfections, inaccuracies, enough to invalidate parts of the model."
His deep blue eyes were staring into Matt's. Matt felt himself blink. He remembered his first meeting with Venture, and he knew he could do it.